All right, we're going to get into this. Here we go. Chewy's lawn chair number 38. I thought it was 35.
Nobody's keeping track.
Yeah, we can't keep track anymore. This is a retake, if, at best, of a podcast that we tried to do that was so god-awful that we, that for once in our life, all of us agreed that we're not doing it.
Yeah.
And we did a new one. So tonight.
And that was on a Monday.
Hey, what's today?
Shit, is today Monday? Yes, it is Monday
again. So a week ago we did a podcast and it didn't work out. Our boss has been chewing our ass out because our podcasts have been few and far between lately. This one is going to deal with well, let's put it this way. The last one was after a local club meeting that we had, and Spinner and I tonight, and Shannon and me joining us after a bit if she gets her butt back down here. But it was after a club meeting, and one of our best friends brought far too many beers, and we were too drunk to do a podcast. And we maybe got a little out of hand, so we decided to cancel it and go back because, to be honest with you, this is a very serious subject, and it's taken a bit of a twist in my part.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, there's Shannon. Her boobs are light up. so tonight was kind of cool. So a week ago tonight we did a club meeting where there's a project,
Human Power Trails meeting. Yep.
And then there's a project going on here in Decorah that's
not human powered.
Well, it's not, or not human made probably. I mean, other than parts of it. The cool thing about it is it's a very cool project that's how do I put it? It's in an area that was donated to us quite a few years ago.
110 acre park got donated.
So as they were talking about it tonight, the hilarious part was, when they said, yeah, then DHTP guys went out and walked it. That's when I got my last DWI. Coming back from that.
Oh, from that, from the Carlson?
So we went, so Captain and I went riding while Deke was working.
Okay.
And we got done, we had a beer. I think we had a beer, we went riding, we had another beer, and then we went out and did the trail. We walked that whole thing, and it was a mess out there. You know, we found that farm where the windmill is and all that kind of stuff. We walked the property, tried to figure out the lines. We were out there forever. Came back, had a beer. I drove back to Rochester, and
that was the night.
I'm like, dude, I had 5 beers in like 7 hours. I go, yeah, but you haven't ate or drank anything.
Yeah.
And so I got dinged. So that's neither here nor there. That's not. The CrossFit Project is an interesting thing because I think what you're going to hear is the two of us mostly bitch about the way trails are being built, trails are being sponsored or paid for, and how it's become a fucking industry.
Yeah.
Basically. And then I don't know if I've told you this part, but there's another part of it that's kicked in that's made me even madder about the whole situation.
Well, that's a Rochester deal, not down here, right?
It's not down here, right? But it sort of ties in. It kind of falls into the same idea.
Or people are thinking that they need. Well, the groups are. I don't know if they say they need it, but they want the super expensive bill. They're trying to replicate Bentonville and Cuyuna.
Yeah, and Virginia, mm-hmm. Up in Minnesota. I mean, let's go back over. The Carlson Project is a 110 acre spot down here in Decorah that was donated by a family to build multi-use trails. And don't get me wrong, the project is a great idea.
Yeah.
The first 2 years they just bailed, let's put it, nothing more than walking and hiking trails. They're 20 feet wide. They're
walking, hiking, cross country skiing.
Yeah. They're awesome trails. I'll go up there. So from my house here up there, go and do 2 loops. It's like 2 miles. It's easy, right? But it's fun. You go up there and get a little bit of workout. The climb up to the place is more than of a workout than riding the trails when you think about it from my house.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And they're set up. It's not single track. It's set up so that Park and Rec can drive a mower through there.
Right.
So yeah. It's not in the woods. It's in a kind of a prairie with like brambles, and there's some pine trees here and there, but it's mostly grass and kind of, I don't know, what would you call that? Bramble stuff and
there's just some buckthorn, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not in the woods, it's not single track today. It's cross country ski trails.
Right. And it's very nice for what it is. This is gonna be interesting.
Those are the loudest shoes I've ever heard.
sorry dear, but that screen is not gonna keep him out of there.
Hank, come on, bud.
That'll work.
Hank is a special guest.
Yeah, special guest Hank. Mm-hmm.
No, so yeah. So it is a good project. They're doing the it's different trails than we've had down here, and we're just there's a little bit of shock for the cost and how much work it's going to be and how much work it's been so far. But I mean, to be honest, it's, you know, the guys that are on Park and Rec that are pushing this through are getting Park and Rec to actually fund trails for a change.
Well, that, okay. So I'm going to hold off on the funding part of it to start with until Shannon can join us. She's busy with puppies right now. But to start the conversation for you and I,
we saved that for you.
We've been concerned about the direction trails have been going for a while.
That's true.
So this is just like, this is nothing more than bringing it to a head, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. It's not. There's. Yeah. Oh, if you go to some races, you get that cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Hey, and Shannon joined us.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm late to the game.
You're always late to the game. Anyway, okay, let's start from the very beginning then. So how this went out is that the Carlson family donated 110 acres.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of us went out, walked it, looked at it, DHCP people. I want to give Furman and Benji a ton of credit because they've worked really hard. They're on the park board. The park board flat out said that they want this done, in their words, the right way.
Yeah.
Right? Which there has become, since we started building trails in the early 90s until now, there has become a process.
Yeah.
And this is where you and I will agree, and everybody else might disagree with this, the process has failed.
Yeah, but they've invested a ton of time, like, trying to make it work.
Right. And maybe we're really lucky here because we have our old trails and we have the new stuff, which is fantastic. We're really lucky for that. But look at the amount of money they're going to stick into that. And the reason why I wanted Shannon here tonight was because Rotary donated 10 grand?
12,000.
12,000, is that what it ended up being?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they originally came through and said 5, and then they bumped up to 12. And they gave, so there's a cool trailhead that's going in, and I do like it. Not because they helped build it, but just because I like it, because there's a trailhead. The only way you can get there is hike or bike. Mm-hmm. It's not on the parking lot. It's not at the very beginning. It's off in the woods a bit. But you can see it from the road, but it's there, and it's a what do they call it?
A Benzibo.
It's a
Rotary Hot Benzibo.
Yeah, and it's really cool. We had fun building it, and it was a great idea. And I like the fact that you can't get there by car. It's going to be somewhat secluded, but not really. But it's a very cool idea. I mean, I thank Rotary for doing it because that's a lot of money you guys stuck into it. And between, what would you say, 50-50 Rotary guys and DHCP guys that helped out?
I would Park Rec guys were there too. I would say it's like 30-30-30.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
33.
Hey, can you say Rotary for me?
Rotary.
Hey, look at that. Last time we did
this. Rotary. Oh, that spells Rotary.
You couldn't say it last Monday, probably.
No, not even a little bit. It was, wow.
None of us could.
After hour two, she could finally say it.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. I appreciate that.
But it's and the fact that Rotary kicked into something that was, so look at it this way. Rotary put in their money, and they're kind of out of it. I mean, I'll guarantee if work comes up and they need help, they'll join in and help.
Yeah.
But they've already stuck $12,000 into this. And the bill they're looking at building the next part of the trail is $250,000.
Yeah. So that's most of our single track that we built here is volunteers, 30 packs and tools and handmade single track, classic built single track. This is going to be, when you think about the Bentonville, Cuyuna, I mean, Rock Solid's going to put a bin in on it. It was designed by Emma Trail Solutions and Mike Repiak and that group. So this is going to be, I guess, what they call professionally built, I don't know, mountain bike trails. It's not single track. I don't know what they call it.
Yeah, it's...
But there's a hefty price tag, and it's something like it's between $7 and $12 a foot. Is that what I hear usually?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. But that's moving dirt, packing dirt. I mean, they might put down some like base layer and rock and stuff like that too. So, I mean, the ground out there is kind of goofy. I don't know if that's rock or what that is.
Well,
I think it's a mix of like limestone and
like everything else,
rock and like everything. It's like the weird like karst topography.
Your stepson just went in to bother your daughter. the weird thing about that is it's probably different than what happens up in Minnesota. So like a lot of places in Minnesota, like our trails in Eastwood, let's say, They moved dirt away and piled it up, and that's Eastwood Park off of Highway 14. I would assume that this was 9. They just diamided through it, and then that was what was left over there, don't you think? I mean, there's nothing on Carlson property that has anything to do with the road construction.
I don't know.
The dirt, the soil where we're going to be building trails on is what was there.
Like on the land that Carlson donated?
Yeah, yeah. Rather than up at Buck Hill Ski Hill, that's all off the Highway 35 project. Some of the stuff in Eastwood is like where they moved dirt out of the way. So it's not necessarily sustainable as it is because it's not natural. It's like you just piled a bunch of shit together and built a trail on top of it. So it's a bit of a different setup. I think Carlson's just seems to me like it was part of their property. That's like,
it's 100% natural. I mean, that's the way it was when they donated it.
So then as we build trails, it's going to see what happens. But I'm under the impression that they're going to build trails on top of this stuff. Like they're going to bring stuff in and pack it. They want it to be, like you said, they want it to be a Bentonville.
Yeah. And you can see that, like the trails that we saw tonight on the video, like there's 3 feet of gravel stacked up, you know, in the middle of what they're riding. I don't know if you guys saw that,
but yeah.
Like where the berms are and stuff, that's not in the dirt.
No,
they made stuff on top of stuff. So.
Right. And I.
But do you think that's what their goal is here?
I have no idea what the goal is.
I think it is. I do.
I'm not sure. Like, I'm not like totally sure. I feel like those are videos that like they pulled together to like show everybody like what it could be.
Right. Well, and they admitted that there's no way it's going to be Bentonville. Yeah. It's going to be that because we can't afford it. So it'll be used as much natural, but there'll be the number of switchbacks to get up to the grain bin.
Right.
Is probably as much as we have on all of the rest of the trails in Decorah.
Yeah. They're trying to use that space.
Yeah. I mean, it makes it easier to ride. And so again, for the high school races, I think it's brilliant because that's the stuff. High school races struggle to find places to ride because they're too technical. And that doesn't mean that they're really hard to ride. They're just too technical for kids that are just learning how to race.
For young kids, right.
So it makes sense. So this is going to be a great spot to ride. I don't know if Spinner will ever go out there other than maybe a drunken ride for something to do. But I mean, I don't see us. I don't like that stuff. I mean,
that's the problem. I won't say I don't like it. I just don't get excited about it. I don't get excited about flow trails. And I'd prefer to be in the woods. I want to support it. But it's not something like, hey, let's go ride this new flow trail.
Yeah, well, no, and then, okay, I'm going to do it anyway.
All right, so here's going to be my comment, like take two on that whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it didn't really work out the first time. But like what you're saying, like makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Like it's not your thing.
Yeah.
But I think there's a whole bunch of other people who will like it.
Yeah.
And that's going to pull them off of like the single tracks that you love to ride and get them out of your space.
Yeah. And that's why I say I want to support it.
Yeah.
I just don't get excited about it. I'm not trying to sound negative on it. It's just,
no,
I get it.
You're not going to ride it.
Okay, good. You two guys be all positive about it. I'll be the negative one because
no.
I do.
Really?
No.
Honestly, there's not a lot of reason to be negative about it. The only negative that I'm worried about is that the funding is going to pull so much money for so long when DHPT needs $5,000 for a new tool. And everybody's like, well, we already donated everything we have to Carlson. I'm a little bit bored about that.
But I think that's where you need to jump in and like get in front of it.
Well, I think we did the last meeting at that one because we were against it. They were talking about donating $5,000. And we're
taking
like,
taking $5,000 out of our DHPT fund, which has less than $20,000, and giving it to this project that has already $60,000. The problem, it's a little tough to swallow.
The problem is that, and Benji's really good about it. Benji is fantastic on top of this stuff, and he's on the park board. So we have $19,000 in our account with the city. And technically, that's our money to use toward the trails. However, as with a lot of them, the city decides they want to use that money, they can take it. Like in Minnesota, they say you can take it, but you have to pay it back. There's no date when they said you have to pay it back, but they'll pay it back sometime. Benji's afraid that we're going to lose it totally.
Yeah.
So
that you're going to totally lose your DHPT.
You could lose something on a state legislation, a state level that we could possibly lose that they're going to lose. They're talking about taking away park department jobs and moving and making and making things smaller. And so that could possibly mean that that money goes towards something else.
Yeah.
So taking $5,000 of it.
You went in there.
Yeah. Taking $5,000 of that money and then donating it. And at the same time, now we've got somebody that will match that. So that's turned into $10,000 toward that project.
Yeah.
I guess at first I was dead set against it. Now I like it because it's, we've taken our money and put it
separates projects.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So like the stuff that you guys do goes to work.
My thought was reason I was dead set against it to start with was, is we have $19,000 and then we spend, I don't know, we pay.
I think we had like 17, but yeah. So we pay the kids in the summer.
Yep.
Altogether, probably 5,000.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like how, I've never asked for gas money or anything like that, but what is it? What's how much gas we go through with the chainsaws and weed eaters? And
yeah. Stuff, and Perch is doing a really good job of keeping track of, like, he's keeping track of man hours that are beyond what our paid guys get, all the hours that the rest of us put in, just so that they have an idea how much effort we're putting into this stuff. And, you know, I go out there and run the DR for a day. That's 8 hours on the DR. Granted, maybe only takes 3 gallons of gas, but it's wear and tear for 8 hours. That's a lot of cutting.
Yeah. And all those tools, everything, all those small gas engines.
And if we knew for a fact that $17,000-$19,000, whatever it is, would stay there to be used on those trails, I would leave it there and say no to the $5,000 because I want that money to help us pay the kids or pay the guys that work in the trails or buy a new tool to take care of the trails. And I don't care if the trails are there or over in Carlson. That's like $17,000 of guaranteed money to work. That's only like 3 years worth of money.
Right.
It doesn't last forever. So once they said there's a possibility that we could lose that money, and I've seen it happen in Minnesota, so I kind of get where they're coming from. I'm okay with donating that $5,000.
Yeah. And I was too.
And after tonight, so change this up a little bit. Last Monday night when we got together, it was our club meeting and we got really hammered afterward and we're talking shit about certain people in town.
Wait,
and
business. What?
Yeah. Our best friends and lifelong pals, no more. but now after tonight's meeting, we went to one. Tonight there was a meeting for just the Carlson Trail where they actually sat down and explained everything to everybody, where it's going, what they want to do, how much money they're going to need, how they're writing grants. Seem to go inside?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, thank you. I was...
And this is a separate meeting. That's a maybe important distinction. So Decorah Human Power Trails and the Carlson Park Project are different.
Yes. There's
different groups.
There's people from both groups in there, but it's a totally different
meeting. In a town like this, there's going
to
be.
And this was definitely a fundraiser. This was to bring people in and try to convince them to kick in a little more cash.
And recognize the people that have kicked in cash.
Yes. They did a very nice job of that. I thought it was very well run. Benji's fantastic. I don't care what anybody says. Benji's fantastic at doing this stuff. And he's a good fundraiser and he understands what he's doing. So that was all in all, it was a great meeting tonight. I don't want to say it opened my eyes a little bit more. It made me slightly more comfortable that, and you left. I voiced my opinion about what was going to happen over there.
Yeah.
And a couple of people jumped in and they had a discussion about it. And they're like, no. We understand what you guys want. We know that we need to take care of that.
Okay. So when you say that, you're saying the classic single track versus.
Yes.
Because you're pointing fingers, but they can't see your finger on the radio.
Oh, that's right. We're not on TV yet.
We're not on videos.
That's the next thing we got to do.
That's good. I mean, that was a good distinction. Oh, I had a point that you brought up and I missed it. It'll come back.
Okay.
But
do you want me to sit and wait?
No. Well, I didn't leave early. I mean, I left.
No. So
that's kind of why I went up there too, because I'm still on the fence about the thing. I do want to support it, but I want to know more about what the plan is. And now I think we got a better picture.
I think.
The money that they've raised so far. So phase one, they're asking or estimated like $500,000 and they got $250,000 already.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know how long they've been raising money, but they're already at $250,000.
They got, I don't do this stuff. I don't like fundraising.
I don't either.
It makes me itchy.
I don't like it either.
I don't know, and this is the other part. Shannon's really good at it.
So, I was told tonight that, like, this is...
You guys talking
about
it?
Sorry. I was told tonight that the $65,000 that were put up on the table...
Yep. What's going on here? Just think if you'd been drunk trying to do this. Oh, did you break it?
I don't know.
It's inside out.
I don't know. I'm just going to go on one side. The $65,000 like matching thing that was put up on the table between Wix and Cloakies and whoever the anonymous was, it's been matched. It's been matched. All good.
100%. That's cool.
Which is very cool. And we talked,
DHPT was 5,000 of that.
Yeah. We talked to Cloakie. He's like, I don't have time. He goes, his point to me tonight was, and you talked to him more than I did, but he's like, he goes,
talked about skiing though.
That's right. Yeah. Weirdos.
We're going to go skiing.
Are you?
Yeah. Out there?
Well, you guys can do
downhill. Right.
That's different.
Right. Yeah. Both of them. He's getting his knee replaced and she's got bad knees. That ought to be awesome. Okay. A couple of cripples out there on the court. but he was saying that his donation is basically his contribution. He goes, I've been riding these trails forever. He goes, I've seen you out here forever. I've seen Spinner out here forever. He goes, guys, Deke, all those guys have been laying out trails. Like they're talking about no maps. Deke has been laying out maps forever.
Yeah, he has.
And so he goes, all these years of all the time he put in, goes, I've done nothing. He goes, so the best I can do right now is to kick in cash. So they threw in $5,000.
Yeah, he and Marla. I get
that. Like, they threw it out to the machine, so that $5,000.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's where he's going.
To the matching fund.
Once he's done, that's probably the only place he's going to be riding, and he admitted that.
Okay. Yeah, but here's the deal, though. He didn't even start riding those trails until he was 40-something years old. So it's not like he like grew up on them and like, you know what I mean?
He still hasn't grown up, dear.
More than us. Way more than us.
He might take offense to that, but no, like, but you know what I mean? No, he started like later in life and he loves it and he wants to keep doing it. And so he's trying to like contribute to the cause.
Which thank you. Cause it brings up a point.
Like old people can still ride.
No, it brings up the point that a lot of this conversation is cover your mouth and laugh, asshole. But it comes down to is all this shit is because we've all gotten fucking old and lazy.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't get it. Not you, maybe. But
I feel like it's called old and ailments. Yeah, Spinner, you're the only one that here doesn't have any fucking ailments. So like,
yeah, so I do.
The rest. Hey, syphilis doesn't count.
Oh, God. I don't have it. I'm completely clean. I will show you the whole fucking book.
No, I don't want to see.
No, I was surprised too. I was like,
oh my God. That's not even right that we're having this conversation in a podcast.
But I didn't add it in. That wasn't
good
my
for
idea.
You. Good for you, buddy. Good for you.
But it really does. Tonight kind of kicked that out. It's like, fuck, that was an old group up there. You think about all the guys that we were hanging out with and talking about building trails and riding trails, and all of a sudden, you know, like Cloakie's embarrassed he's riding an e-bike.
And I was just going to say, we could roll it into the, like, how do you feel about an e-bike?
Don't even start. I'm still not going to fucking do it. I'm still at a single speed. I don't have a geared bike.
Kent and Marla both have e-bikes.
I will take one step back. At 67, I rode a geared bike off-road in Flagstaff.
Okay.
So I rode 2 miles uphill.
The first day that you hop on an e-bike, we are going to videotape that shit and broadcast it everywhere.
You know what's going to happen? The first day I'm on an e-bike, you and Spinner are going to be on e-bikes pulling me in my casket because that's what's going to happen.
Oh, I wouldn't do that to you. I'm going to pull it with a single speed.
Okay, then I'm in.
Yeah.
I feel like we could talk about this next time. Yeah.
But the guy right behind me.
I feel like that would be a stab at the dead.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it tomorrow.
Can't do that.
Okay. But it was. So we're doing a podcast
another
now.
Podcast
we're
gonna keep tomorrow.
This. Fuck, we got 5 minutes left. This is not gonna happen. But anyway, we're gonna do another one tomorrow. That's gonna deal more with rides we have been doing. Yeah. I've been gone forever. Hockey's been kicking my ass this year. When you're 3 and 22, you spend a lot of time trying to fix shit that's not getting fixed. But Spinner's been actually out riding. You did Sweaty Eddie and Fat
Bike Berkey.
So we'll do another
podcast. The next podcast
will be about actually bike riding that people are actually doing. But right now we're still going to go back to the trail. So the Carlson Project sounds like it's going to be, I mean, when they're all done with it, they're going to have, it could be insane. I like Benji's comment. It was like $500,000 takes care of the trails, building them. The other projects that the city has, the nice thing is we as bike trail people don't have to worry about that. Where they're talking about
I hope not. I mean, I hope they have a maintenance plan, but you're talking about the parking lot and the bathrooms.
Yeah,
and
that all that kind of stuff, the building. I mean, that I get that. That's really cool. Maybe down here it works out. It doesn't work in Minnesota. It's too cold. It doesn't work. Stuff freezes, lines.
That bad here. I don't know how. They'll probably have to put in a well. I don't know if they put a well out there or not.
There's a windmill out there, so you probably could.
There you go.
I do feel like he gave everybody today who showed up, though, a very realistic vision what's happening.
I agree.
He didn't sugarcoat it. He didn't say we're going to have all this stuff in like a year. I mean, he just really was like solid and just like, this is the plan. This is what we're doing. This is what's approved.
This is how your money's protected.
We have a ton of super cool stuff planned for the future. But this is what's on the board right now.
And then with that, this is the shit that makes me itchy. I don't like doing this stuff. The
itchy's not good.
The money raising?
Just saying.
Yeah, just the... And I don't want to make it sound like I don't like how those guys presented it, because I thought they did a really good job.
The fundraising piece?
Yeah. Like what? I fucking hate that.
I do hate it too.
I mean, because to me, it's just
which piece and from whom?
Yeah. You know where I'm going, but even just the whole slideshow presentation, bringing people up there, spending $8 for a beer is like, this is the shit I don't want to do. Give me a fucking shovel and let's go build a trail.
Yeah.
I would, and this is, and I don't, I'm not going to say this is old school. I think mountain bike people in general have gotten fucking lazy. And by lazy, I mean, I can throw $5,000 out there and you'll build me a trail that I can ride forever and take care of it. Fuck yeah, I'll do that. I would do that. $5,000 if I could throw $5,000 into Decorah and they're going to keep main train trails and keep them up and build more.
But is that the maintenance of existing trails, or is that like, let's build more and like,
well, but I think
give people, more people an opportunity to ride them.
Well, it's both. But I think the whole thing is people, it's my old argument all the way along. I'll throw money for you to build something, but who's going to maintain it? I'll buy you a car. Right. And you can have the car.
Yes, please.
Yes, but guess what? You're paying for the gas, you're paying for the insurance, you're paying for the upkeep. And by the way, when I want to use the car, you don't get to. It's my car.
Fuck you.
That's my point.
I will say, let me go off that analogy, because I thought about that too, but it's like, are you buying a, I don't know, like an F-150? Or are you buying a Lamborghini?
I always did a Cadillac.
You know what? Chevy Lumina or a Cadillac, because that's the thing too. Like the cost is more. It costs more to do it, more to maintain it.
And so going with that, what is he doing in there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, this is a problem. You have a 15-year-old dog that's losing his shit.
We say mountain bikers are getting lazy. There's different mountain bikers now than there used to be.
I don't think the riding part of it, they're getting lazy. I think people like to ride. Yes, they are, because because they have big squishy bikes.
Yeah,
and don't forget, I'll bet you 15 years ago, if we were doing podcasts, we would have had a podcast on how the industry is destroying bicycling.
Yeah,
because all they do is build more and bigger bling, and do more bling and more bling and more bling. You got to do more shit to sell and fancier and nicer. Some of it's really good. Some of it's just another giant expense.
Yeah,
right. So. I think the trail building part of it has come the same way. How many, like 10 years ago, you would have maybe found one or two places that would have been able to build you trails in the whole United States. Now there's two in every state.
Yeah.
You guys didn't even talk to Mark.
Who?
Mark, Minnesota Off-Road Association. They have a company that out of Minneapolis that does the same thing. They build all the trails.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, nobody even talked to them. I mean, because you have local guys and local ones that are Iowa versions of the same thing. And so it's, I don't mind that. I just don't.
I think you're getting to the point where it's like, the stuff that we built it and we built it the way we could. And, you know, we're in a very hilly area and you need some skill to ride it. We built it so that we could have the skill, but the bikes are getting better and the trails that they're going to build out there are not going to require a whole lot of skill. You can go super fast. And on a bike,
yeah.
And you don't necessarily need to have a lot of riding knowledge to know how to.
And it's really funny because.
But I think that's the intent, though, right?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Right? To like skill people up so that eventually they can.
Oh, no, I disagree. I think really? after a DHTP meeting last week, I think those people, that's all they want. They don't want to ever run right over there. Do you remember the argument I had with one person?
Which
where,
one person?
Where I said.
Oh, like you got one argument last Monday? Come on.
Since last there's Monday. Only one person. Yeah.
You get along with everybody, but one.
At the DHT.
Okay, so I get along with everybody. Okay, so here, be quiet for just 1 second. My point is, if you have young kids in this town and you want them to start riding trails, that is the perfect place for them to start riding.
Sure.
To skill them up, to like then move them up to Van Peenen and like doing like all the other like cool trails.
100%, but...
Like, why would you not do that?
That being said...
Why would I? Why do I care about their kid getting better? How does that help me? That's my question.
Because they're going to kick your ass.
I don't think it fucking needs to help you. I think it needs to help, like, the whole community.
It's all about
Then why would I pay for it?
And it's going to keep those kids off your trails right now because they don't have the ability to be there. Right?
I don't think so. I don't think we have expert trails.
No.
That was one of the conversations that Benji brought up today that kind of pissed me off. It was like, he goes, you ride these trails, you can ride everywhere. Bullshit.
Yeah.
You and I have gone to
Single Speed. Come to Bellingham.
But I think he's talking to the masses, right? Yeah. Like who else in that room,
yes,
other than like about five people who have ever ridden anywhere else on trails.
I brought it up to Spinner before you got down here. I said I seriously think, and not like we're world travelers, but I think Spinner and I have been to more places in the United States. We have rode more trails than anybody else that's talking about trails in the city. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. You have a core group of people that can kick ass on these trails, and they've rolled these trails forever, and they're really happy with
them.
Which is great. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm happy with that. But when you throw a comment out there that said, how did he put it? I can think about this. If you can go ride the trails on the north side of the river, you can ride anywhere. That's fucking bullshit. And that's a guy that's never gone anywhere else. Because I'll tell you right now, you go to Bend, Oregon, and you ride Imba trails, which are Bentonville type trails, and they are 10 times harder than any shit around here. This is the best you can do. If you can write clean all this, I'll guarantee you're going to clean half of what you wrote in Bent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's like,
but at the same time, I will come back and tell you that when Single Speed USA was here, mm-hmm, like there were like like many people who said like, oh my God, these trails are fucking awesome.
Exactly.
Never ridden anything like this before because it's so different.
Right. Right.
So,
well, and to add to that, and all the races I've gone to, Single Speed and other races, I can jump on a trail and tell you when a trail has been built by Imba. The trees are different, but the trail is the same, and I don't like it. I've done enough of it now that I don't like that. If I'm going to go to Bend, Oregon, I want to ride shit that you guys ride. I don't want to ride that trail.
Something local.
Yeah, yeah. I want to do like, so we built these over here. So, and then I'm going to throw this in there too. So I also got thrown underneath the bus in Rochester again because, don't be stealing that.
I might.
You got one.
Now I have two.
So after that shit on Monday, I go back to Rochester and then I find an article basically, so they want to build a 1.5 mile section in the woods on the northeast side of town. And there's locals that are bitching about it. Locals, by that I mean neighborhood people.
Right.
And the guy that's bitching about it, long story short, is his knowledge of it is nothing about mountain biking because he doesn't ride a bike. He walks over there. That's his private walking place. His neighbor is the daughter of a guy that I originally set up the trails in Eastwood. We wanted to do Quarry Hill. We both agreed Quarry Hill is too many people. So they gave us Eastwood to build trails in.
Okay.
Right. So that was a compromise. And then he went over to Eastwood and took pictures. Now don't forget those trails have been there for 30 years and look at the erosion.
Oh, he found the spots.
No, here's the worst part. He get that. The club over there threw me under the bus. Those guys don't know what they're doing when they built those trails.
Ouch.
I'm like, you miserable motherfuckers. I am so pissed off. Like, I will go And I'm going to, Mark Walters is a buddy of mine and I hated him because he always built bandit trails. I'm going to start building bandit trails.
Yeah.
Fuck it. You know, if you guys, so you saw that picture.
You're going to build what?
Bandit trails. Like if you go up to the cities and there's like Lebanon Hills and all these different parks and Theo Worth, but there's also a trail through the back of a neighborhood that gets to those parks or gets to this and that. Like,
something you would never actually get approval for. You just go out and build it without talking to anybody.
And in certain areas, in certain areas, it's really cool because this the city knows they're there and they're like, it's not unsafe. You guys are fine. And you guys maintain them. We don't have to touch them. Fuck, build them. We're good. Yeah. Don't make it crazy. But if it's like a connector between, it's rather, you could ride off-road rather than riding the paved trail 2 miles out of your way and you can cut through Texas has them all over the place. Like every place they have a big park in Texas, there's a shitload of mountain bike trails or hiking trails. They're just trails. They're just out there.
People are going to be in the woods. I mean, you can't keep people off. I mean, that's like, what are you going to close them down? How are you going to police that?
And going back to the Eastwood thing, what cracks me up is those guys are bitching about their erosion. So that's a fucking deer trail. I built that trail up for where the deer were walking. You don't think that that's not going to get eroded? My fucking dogs erode my backyard from walking in the same spot. And it just drives me insane that we've run into it in Rochester before where they will nitpick. So like the problem is that was a 1992 conversation I had with the park department. So my name is on that. And this fucking clown.
And now it's coming back for
you. Oh, yeah. This fucking clown is like using that against me.
They're coming for you.
And he goes, hey, you didn't build those trails in Corey Hill. No, that was a verbal agreement between everybody going, nah, there's too many people walking and it's not a good place for people to walk and ride together. So we're not going to build trails there. Fine. Give me another spot. And they did. They gave us Eastwood. And Eastwood, growing, building, they don't even take care of it. You know, it's. And again, like I said before earlier, it's built where it was dirt that was thrown up there from the highway project. So it's not the soil that was there. Mm. So the places that are eroding are like crap that was dumped on top of crap.
Well, everything's going to erode. Gravel roads erode. They do gravel roads every year. I mean, they're going to take some maintenance. And you can fix it with a shovel. That's great, which we can do most of our stuff. But yeah, it just takes time. It takes people to understand that when a tree goes down, you go and get it out. When the ruts pop up, you go cut them out. Whatever.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and you and I talked about this with Gunny in the pine tree section. You don't like the rutting? Move the trail 5 feet this way or that way.
Yeah, pick a better line.
Because that new line is not going to change anything. You're still going to get 2.2 miles out of that area. You're going to change it, and the stuff that was there before in a year and a half is going to be gone. And you're not going to even know it existed. Mm. And Gunny had the balls to tell me that because of those trails, trees came down.
Because of trails?
Yes, he said the trails came down. That's why the pine trees went down. And when we went up there and cut all those pine trees.
But was that in the whole conversation of like the pine needles?
It was the pine needles and everything.
I feel like that was a bigger conversation.
Those trails were built wrong because so the trees. When you looked at it, none of the trees came down that were in the that were near the trails. It was other ones that were just out there. And
it's a trail on top in the pine trees. Who cares?
And those pine
the funny part about it was Ken Kloke called him out on it today.
Did he?
Yes, that's what Ken Kloke said. He's like, I think I'm gonna go on the top and rake some.
Bachman?
No, that was Ken Kloke.
So we have Bachman's now, he doesn't have anything to do, so he's going to come help build trails. So the guy who is giving
Mike wants to come and help build
The guy who has basically giving us his business to use for every fucking thing, time trials, whatever. We tonight, you know, he just donates his. He's got this beautiful building down there. And he lets us use it. And now he's like, hey, I got nothing to do. I'm going to come out and start working on trails.
Yeah.
You know, that's the guy to get people.
Oh, he owns the bar. He owns the bar restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But Kent and Marla donated like $5,000 matching.
Oh, yeah.
Between now and like, what is it? The 16th or 18th or like whatever.
Was it the banker guy that brought up the conversation about, you know,
yeah, one of the bankers from Decor Bank being $135 donation over time.
Yeah, or yes.
I guess I didn't hear that part.
Which I was glad somebody brought that up because I thought about it.
It was Mike Loveless. Wasn't Gullickson got that?
It wasn't Gullickson. It was
I think is it Mike Loveless? Mark Loveless. Yeah. Does he work at the bank? I think he does.
No.
Okay, never
mind. I don't think so.
Oh, maybe. No, I thought it was a great thing, because that means that people are actually looking past just this weekend, yeah, and just like, building that and building this hunk of trail. They're actually looking at things down the road, for whether it's building trails or maintaining trails. I mean, think about it. We used to worry about taking care of 11 miles of trails. Yeah. What have we got now?
Between 25 and 30. Yeah.
So it's like,
okay, so FYI, just so you guys have something to look forward to, I think you guys should look at doing like a bequest society. That's what Rotary does. People can sign off and do like, oh, I'm going to like give $1,000 off of my life insurance policy.
Bequest? Is that what you called it?
Bequest Society. Yeah.
Guess what? Guess who has a new job?
Ooh. No, seriously though, people who are still living and still like, they don't want to give like an outright donation, but they can sign off and give like an, you know, X percentage off of their life insurance policy or a dollar amount off their life insurance policy. So like when they die, that money comes back to the trail fund. And now that you guys are a 501c3, totally works. Like so, it's right there. Like it's so easy to make that happen.
Are you on our 501? You're on a 501c3, aren't you?
We got, well, not yet. We got our documents.
But you're on it, right?
I'm on the board. Okay,
guess this is your job, dude.
No, it's gonna. I think.
No,
I'm
not gonna be asking for money.
No,
either.
But I think that's what Benji was talking about, though. Like, right, you're working on that, and I think that's through the Winnipeg County Foundation.
That is ours. DHPT is going to be a separate 501c3,
which would probably be better.
Yes,
because then you have total control of funds.
That's where you want that money to go to, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
that's what you need.
I seriously think down here we were really lucky that we were able to ride under the city's policy for almost 20 years.
When we had the right people in the city.
Well, I mean, just city policies in general. This has always been a possibility, and it's never really been there, but. But just the fact that we got that far with it. Like, I don't think most organizations go more than 5 or 10 and they realize they got to get the hell out.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
No,
absolutely.
So anyway, from last weekend, in conclusion, from last weekend when we were on a... Well, I still have a still bitch, and I was polite. Do you notice I politely did not bring it up?
We talked about that.
What did we talk about?
We talked
did
about
we cover all your
before
stuff?
You were there. Talked about the flow trail piece. I guess who's going to maintain it. I'm not going to worry about that. We talked about, we're going to do this one right. It's suggesting that our classic single track was built wrong or that it's expert trails. I don't agree with that 100%. But we talked about it. It's a park and rec project. Hopefully, if DHPT is expected to maintain it, I hope that we do get some kickback for paying all that money to build it in the first place. Park and Rec should probably pay us something to do it, so we're not raising our own funds to support that in the long run.
Right. Yeah, no,
but not only that, but like all the time that you guys spend doing that. You guys had a bunch of people like up at the whole Benzebo thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we've already, DHPT has thrown a lot of time at that.
And I'll be honest with you, when I was up there and I started doing that, and I could have gone and hung with the spinner and drank a lot of beer, but no, I stayed back and worked.
Yeah.
Oh, pretend like you're responsible. Why don't you?
I'm working on this.
You got guilted into helping.
Stop fucking shutting me down, asshole.
That's a hard fucking ass. Don't even go there. No, but seriously, like when you guys log your hours about like things that you work and that you do, I feel like whoever was up there should log their hours.
Oh, yeah.
Because like that's what gives you guys access to more grant money.
And you know, and Perch started doing that. Perch has the trail maintenance blog.
Yeah.
You know, and this probably should be
I feel like it should be in there.
I honestly think that eventually DHTP and Rotary do more projects than like this. Like if you guys find money,
we'll have more.
Like we have if we want to do new signage out at on our trails over this way.
Yeah.
And so I hate to say it that way, but that's why I'm looking at it. Fuck yeah, go with Rotary and get the signs built and you got to put that stupid little fucking flag up there and wave it every now and then.
It pains you, doesn't it?
It kills me.
Know what you got to do?
So hard.
But at the same time,
you got to buy us that Bruning garage and make that a trail.
Yeah, can you do that next?
Can I do what next?
What, buy the Bruning garage at the Quarry Hill Road and then turn that into a trail.
No.
We'll do all of our podcasts.
That'll never happen, but yeah.
Feel like we can just like take over the parking lot and drink beer there. Does that count?
That's close enough. Been happening for years.
I know.
There used to be a fire pit behind there.
I feel like we're fine.
Hey, we're not liable this way. Let's leave it as is. Yeah.
Rotary does have a really good insurance policy.
No, I guess, yeah. The last thing is, like, even though we talked about it, we're supportive of the project. It's good to know it's not something that we would want to take on, but I'm glad it's happening here, and I'm glad the guys that are doing it are doing it, and that they're in charge of it, and we're not.
I feel like that's a solid response, right?
I'm going to give us three more minutes here because I'm going to say something that's going to make you guys go off a little bit.
Weird.
Yeah, I know. Wow. So the last thing I want to bitch about, but at the same time, was there was a Facebook page that went out. Don't do it. What bothered me most about that, and it still did tonight.
Oh, the post.
Yes. Oh, the business in town here that brought it up. And I don't think I was as mad at theirs, and they donated money. So I'm not going to bitch about them. I'd like to, but I'm not going to. But the bigger problem is that the people that responded were the ones that I looked at it just before I came down here. I looked at it again. It's like the people that responded to it are the ones that pissed me off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it was like, well, if the Outtrail was there, I would go ride it.
It's like
build me something so I can go fucking do something. You lazy then motherfucker, get out there.
Help.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like, and the reason I'm bitching about that business is because they feed into that.
I don't think I've seen that post yet.
Did I send it to you?
You did not.
Oh.
Which is probably fine, though.
Your problem is you have to get by the dildo posts before you get to that.
Oh.
Wow. I feel like that's something you should cook before you move on.
No, but my point,
I know what you mean, but like.
Yeah, their response was maybe inappropriate, but appropriate for a business that literally thrives off of these trails getting better, easier, not even easier, just better. I mean, they're going to sell stuff to whichever side of the river you ride on. Right. Yeah. They're going to make money off of it either way. So anytime you expand that, they're going to make money off of it. But the response of the riders is what pissed me off.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, yeah, we need something easier to go ride. Well, and don't forget at the DHCP meeting, that's where I got in trouble. Because I said, you have it. Drive to the top of Van Pienen and ride up there.
Yeah.
And then somebody opened their mouth and said they got...
I actually kind of like the top of Van Pienen.
Well, no, that's just it. You can ride that. But this one person jumped on my ass about that they crashed and had $8,000 of medical bills. And right. I'm like,
yeah.
You want to look at my shoulder? You want to look at my fucking shins?
That can happen any day to anybody on any trail.
If you're going to go ride a bicycle, that's what's going to happen. My most expensive crash.
Let's not even go there. I feel like that's a whole nother podcast. Really, let's not go there.
Okay, fine.
I feel like that's a whole
I guess the last thing that we should just say, you know, we were talking about money and donations. People want to donate. How do you get more information about the Carlson Park Trail and donate money if you want?
And
to.
I will send this to Greg first thing in the morning, so that he can post it on the thing, so we can post it.
I got to talk shit about him too.
No, but I feel like there's links at decoraiowa.com. There's links at, if you go to decorarotary.com, we have links too. I mean, I feel like there's links all over the place.
Is there a CarlsonPark.com or something? On Facebook, just look up maybe Carlson Park. What's it called?
No, there, yeah.
I think it's
Carlson Park Project. But make sure
Carlson Park Project. Yes.
It's got to be Project, and that's on Facebook, and that there's a link on there that will get you. So you've only got
donations.
5 days to donate. Let's put by the time this gets out, you got 5 days to donate.
Through the 18th, your donations get matched.
So you have 5 days to donate a
match. Step up to the plate like match the donations.
And you can donate after that, but that's where we get the max out of money out, because there's a guy that will, there's a few people that will match the money. Yes.
Yep.
So we can get more money toward that. And the good thing about that is it gives them more money that doesn't come out of Spitter and I's pocket.
Oh, this is not our pocket.
Because you guys are so donating.
Sort of feels like it sometimes.
No, but, so it's Carlson Park Trails-Decora. That's the Facebook page.
So search that on Facebook. Any donation that is made now to the 18th, right?
Yep. 18th. Yep. And anything after the
18th of March is matched 50-50.
Yes.
Or 100%.
100%. 100%. Yeah.
100%. So I feel like that's done. I thought they made that already.
You can poke that bear a little bit and get it up there too. They said $60,000. If we hit $70,000, I got 10 bucks of those guys.
I'm pretty sure that the people who have donated that money will like step up and like rematch.
And that's cool. And that's really cool. And again, I don't like the project because it's not something I care about. But at the same time,
I think you should care about it though, because it's going to move people off your.
I know you trails. Brought that up before. I like running people over. Just kidding.
Wow, you are such a nice person.
Have you seen me ride a bike? Wow. I couldn't run anybody over. There's a guy walking in front of me. I can't even catch him.
And you have problems with like retaining walls. So I feel like, you're not an issue.
So here's the problem. You put up a building. What do you think is going to happen when I ride by that building? I'm going to run right into that goddamn thing. Uh-huh. And those beams are big. I'm going to get hurt. All right. We're out of here. That's enough of this silly shit.
All right.
Let's call it a night.
Got the music?
What are you doing? Maybe it's somebody working.
Maybe it's over.
We got music. Woo-hoo!
That's the starting music. Start and end music.
You can't start and end it. I can't go to the ending. It's just one thing. So ending is finishing. Starting is beginning. Thank you again for all hanging out here and listening to our bitch about trails. Maybe we'll get more consistent on our podcast. We'll see.
Probably not.
Talk to y'all later. Thank you.